This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are visiting with one of the most respected fitness experts in the country today, Dr. Edward Jakowski from Exude Fitness, headquartered in Manhattan, New York. Dr. Jakowski has written 7 books and is a former columnist for NewYorkDailyNews.com, eDiets.com, AARP's Modern Maturity Magazine, and is one of Star and OK Magazine's Body Image and Fitness Expert. Dr. Jakowski, welcome to eHealth Radio.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. So tell us, what should people take into account if he or she wants to exercise?
Well, it's the most important question, and thank you for asking that. If everyone has an imaginary circle, there are 4 factors to consider when starting or maintaining a fitness regimen. And that pie is split up into 4 equal pieces. And each piece is not only equally important as the next, they also work off each other and they're synergistic. And they are lifestyle, medical and orthopedic background, your body type, and your current level of fitness and motivation. So let's get to the first one, your lifestyle, the first piece of the pie. Your lifestyle dictates where and when you should be exercising. In other words, what time do you get up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep? Do you have access to fitness equipment at home? Should you join a gym? How are you going to get to that gym? How close is it? Is it in on the way to work that you're going to go? Is it on the way back from work? Or should you even join a gym because it's out of the way? Or you don't like to go to gyms? So your lifestyle really dictates where the grunt work, for lack of a better word, is going to be done. Once you establish that, next you need to figure out, okay, what's my medical and orthopedic background? Do I have a bad knee, a bad back? Do I have a disc issue? Do I have muscle spasms? Do I have injuries, perhaps, that when I was younger I played sports that I'm not paying attention to? Do I have what are called orthopedic constraints with a replacement hip or bad knees? Because that's going to dictate what not to do. So your medical and orthopedic concerns or background is going to really dictate not what to do, but what not to do. Now, what to do? Your body type dictates what your fitness regimen will be. In other words, if you're bottom heavy, and we call that a spoon, one of our patented body types is a spoon body type, where to give people a visual, an Alicia Keys or a Hillary Clinton, where you really see the upper part of their body is somewhat trimmer than their lower half of their body. So that body type is going to dictate what you should and should not be doing. For instance, a spoon would never do spinning because although you would receive the health benefit, the fitness benefit, you're more cardiovascular fit, you would not receive the aesthetic benefit. And a lot of people sometimes don't look at those 3 factors together when determining what to do for their body type, even if they're thinking of their body type. And the 4th factor to consider is your current level of fitness and motivation. That's going to tell you the intensity level at which you should start out your exercise or maintain your fitness regimen. And that current level of fitness and motivation are tied in because that's one of the main reasons why people don't engage in a fitness program. They get either so out of shape or they've never engaged in a fitness program. That coupled with a bad knee, a bad back, that is reason in their mind not to start a fitness program because they are afraid of further injuring themselves, when in reality, it's probably one of the best motivators to start an exercise program, but he or she is not in possession of that knowledge of what to do with tight hamstrings or a bad back or a bad knee, or they tried stationary biking, but the resistance is too high. They got to get weight off of them. They can't walk fast enough to burn calories without putting undue stress to their joints. So they try a bike, but the bike's resistance is too high, and they say, oh, I tried that. It hurt my knee. But they weren't on the right bike that has little to no resistance, so the stress is going to their quad muscle versus their knee muscle. And so these are all things that you must take into consideration: your lifestyle, your medical and orthopedic background, your body type, which tells you what you should be doing, and of course, what is your start level, and that has to do with your current level of fitness and motivation.
Well, tell us what motivates people to begin and sustain a workout regimen.
Well, for many people, it's different. Believe it or not, let's start with the negative first. There are some people out there that are not motivated to engage in a fitness program unless they either hit a health issue where it's gotten so bad where they now have to do something, rehab, cardio for heart issues, and they knew that they should have been doing something. So now they didn't do anything, and then something, God forbid, happens. So that may motivate that person. And then, of course, you have the aesthetics. You know what? I don't like my arms, or my thighs are too big. And then, of course, you have a benefit coming up, or you have a high school reunion, or you want to get, rarely is do people want to get healthier through fitness until they hit such a low that then they want to start improving their health. But the bottom line is, when you look at all these things that might motivate someone, it really has to do with results. And those results vary from person to person. It might be aesthetic for a woman. It may be more energy for that woman. It may be for a businessman, he doesn't like the way that he looks in a suit, and all of a sudden he saw himself in a reflection, and he sees his stomach hanging over. Whatever the motivation is not important, because that doesn't change what your goal is. In other words, if you're working out for health reasons or for aesthetic reasons, it doesn't change the type of routine that one should be doing. And people need a blueprint in order to get to their goals. So to sustain motivation, usually it's a benefit or they have to see results. Those results are not only aesthetic. They could be improved cardiovascular. The fact that you can walk up a flight of stairs now, and now you don't feel like you've ran a marathon. Or you now can bend over pain-free because you've taken a yoga class, and now you've increased your hamstring flexibility. It's very personalized. It's very individualized. But there is a common thread, and there is a common theme here, and that is results. You must get results for what I call it a sweat equity ratio. In other words, for all the time that you're going to put into that workout program, you better get something back for that time. And it better start gearing towards what your goals are. Otherwise, people are not going to sustain their fitness program. If you're going to the gym to get smaller arms or smaller thighs, if that's your goal, and you're doing the wrong exercises for your body type, one starts to think, wow, I'm really tired. You know what? I'm not going to go to the gym. You don't have incentive. There's no incentive to get to the gym. But if you were going to the gym and you were tired or you weren't that motivated to make it part of your everyday lifestyle, if you were achieving your goals, believe me, you would have more reason to get to that gym, and now you would be more consistent. People forget the most important factor in any fitness program is to be consistent. And you need to attack your life in a way that overcomes any barriers in order for you to be consistent. Then once you're consistent and you have the right exercise program around your lifestyle and your body type and your current level of fitness and where and when you're going to be working out, that coupled with working out for your body type, that will give you the results you're looking for and hence carry over to sustain motivation.
Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Exude and be in contact with you online.
They can get in contact with us through www.exude.com. They can follow me on Twitter at Exude Fitness, and that's EXUDE Fitness. And, of course, our national 1-800 number, 1-800-24-EXUDE.
We've been speaking with one of the most respected fitness experts in the country today, Dr. Edward Jakowski from Exude Fitness, headquartered in Manhattan, New York. And once again, the website of reference is exude.com. Dr. Jakowski, thanks for being with us here once again on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.